This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakra Baden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message.
Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been teaching a powerful series titled Before the Cross. Yesterday, he spoke on the subtitle, Do You Love Me? Today, he continues. Stay tuned in.
There's one more thing about love in this scripture. Now I'm talking about love. Listen to it. When you want to ask whether the person loves you, I realize that the setting is important and the time is important. In Proverbs chapter 27, verse 14, the Bible says, He who blesses his friend with a loud voice, rising early in the morning, it shall be counted a curse. The act is right, but the timing is wrong. Imagine that you are asleep, 4 a.m. I'm asleep. You come and stand behind my wall. Oh, prophet, God bless you for your preaching. We like it. We appreciate it. No, I'm asleep. Timing is wrong. Setting is wrong. To everything, there's a season and a time to every purpose under the heavens. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 8 says, There is a time to love, a time to hate. So it's important that we get a certain right. So what I find interesting is that Jesus chose dinner to ask this question, Do you love me? So Jesus waited after they had finished the dinner by a seaside oceanfront restaurant. Wow. But some of the brothers, me, I'm going to pray for 3 hours after I'm going to propose. Then you bath full of tongues. You say, let me go. You bounce like a football. Because even Jesus proposes at dinner time. Come and put your hands together for Jesus. Dinner time. Anointed, but at dinner time. My dad told me that if you want to ask somebody a question, he said, ask him in the morning. I said, why? He said, if you go approach a person in the afternoon, maybe somebody has annoyed him or he's frustrated. He will add you to the frustrations. You have a very important question to ask. He said to me, ask first thing in the morning when the person is relaxed. So Jesus gave them food to eat. You know food relaxes you. There are people when they are angry, they won't smile. Quick tempered, everything. The minute they finish eating, they begin to smile everywhere. People have been fishing all night. You better give them food to eat before you ask them, do you love me? So if you have this nice sister in the church that you like, wow, take her for dinner. After she has finished eating, you hold her hand. She said, baby, look into my eyes. Oh! You know what I find interesting? When Isaac was going to bless his sons, he said to them, let me eat first. Because when a man has finished eating, only good things can come from his mouth. He said in Genesis 27, verse 7, he said to Esau, he said, get me venison, savory meat, such as my soul loves. Let me eat. And after when I finish opening my mouth, I will just speak nonsense of blessings. Venison. So when the man had finished eating, he said, I said, oh, he begged. Ah, come and see the blessings. That girl who is being stubborn, carry her to Chinese restaurant. After she fills her stomach with rice and oil, you say, do you love me? Only blessings will come out. Come and put your hands together for Jesus. Mercy. So after the meal, Peter said, of course, I love you. He said, Lord, you know what? I love you. Then Jesus asked him a question. He said, do you love me more than these? Ask somebody, do you love him more than this? Tell somebody, love brings competition. Jesus realized that there were other things that were competing for the love of the apostles and the disciples. He knew it. So he said, do you love me more than this? And sometimes when you meet somebody, you want to marry the person, you think the person is nice. That thing that you are thinking, other people too have thought the same thought. And that's what brings the competition. So even in this church, as I speak now, there are some people in competition. One brother, but two sisters have had a dream that they are supposed to marry this one brother. Tell somebody, competition. Hey, one sister, But three brothers, one from Pentecost, one from AGCM, and one from here. Tell somebody competition. So Jesus said, I recognize that I have competition, but do you love me more than the competition? But some of the guys, they fear competition. Oh yeah, they fear competition. So you don't have anything. You don't have a car. You are sweating. You go. There is a brother already in the house. His Mercedes Benz is parked outside. He and this girl that you like, they are all talking in the car. It's a David and Goliath situation. The guy has dollars. You have cities. To make matters worse, when he's going, he says he'll give you a lift. Hey! But greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Fear not, for I am with you. Hey! Come on, put your hands together for it. That must be your scripture. Fear not, for I am persuaded. Neither that BMW, nor dollars, nor permed hair shall separate me from the love of Mariam. Aye! That shall be your confession. So Jesus said he knew he had competition. And so he recognized the competition, embraced the competition. He said, do you love me more than these? So the question is, what was the competition? Let me show you some of the competition. One of the things that competes for the love of God is the world. The world competes for our love. In 1 John 2:15, the Bible says, love not the world. When we say the world, we are talking about a spirit that controls the world. Neither the things that are in the world. Like what? The boat. The boat was there. Jesus said, do you love me more than the boat? The fish was there. He said, do you love me more than the fish? The meat was there. He said, do you love me more than the meat? Love not the world. Money is in competition with God. The love of the world. The things that are in the world. They are in competition with God. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Someone say competition. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but of the world. So what he's trying to tell you is that, is it lust means an evil desire. So the Bible says that the world has things to offer to attract the evil desire that is in us. So for example, if there is a mouse in your house, you may not see that there's a mouse in your house, but you can see some bread, that something has eaten some of the bread. Immediately you know that now there is a mouse in the house. So to kill the mouse, you get something that attracts the mouse, like fish. And maybe you put poison on the fish and you put it there. You haven't seen it, but you know that when the mouse smells the fish, the thing that is in the room will attract the mouse and bring it out. When you are with God and you love God, Satan knows the thing that attracts you. And whatever it is that attracts you, he'll put it there. So that thing will draw you out. If it is power, he'll put power there to draw you out. If it's pornography, he'll put pornography there to draw you out. You know, there's one thing about the world. There are actually nice things about the world. Are you understanding me? That's why some unbelievers don't know why they should get born again. I mean, they are actually enjoying themselves. By just that, the pleasures of this world, they are seasonal. They don't travel for a long time. Are you understanding me? Just seasonal. As I'm speaking here, there are some people here who are in the disco. Why? One of the reasons is that the sound in the disco is better than the sound in the church. They are better sound. That thing is competing for your love. So Jesus knew he had a competition. The pleasures of this world. One day somebody had a vision. True story I'm telling you. There was this pastor who had a daughter called Barbara. And this Barbara told his father, who was a pastor, he said, listen, I've been in the church all my life. I want to go out into the world and see what is in the world. So his dad said, Barbara will be praying for you. That's what his dad said. So Barbara was supposed to leave the following day. And Barbara had a dream in the night. In the dream, she was walking with a very handsome man. They were walking towards a very beautiful city. And as they were walking towards the city, the lights of the city started going out. And the handsome man started changing. The closer they got to the city, the uglier the city became. And the darker the city became. When they got right before the city, all the lights went out. And then the man turned into the devil. Barbara screamed, woke up, rushed to her dad's bedroom and said, Daddy, I am not going into the world. Because I have seen that from a distance, the world looks beautiful. But there is a way that seemeth right unto a man. But the end thereof are the ways of death. He said, I'll go back. So when I talk about the world, I'm talking about the values of the world, the beliefs of the world, the culture of the world, the spirit of the world, the pleasures of the world. It's in competition for the love of God.
Thanks for joining us. Tune in same time next week for another powerful message.
You are here and you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. You want to give your life to Him. You know you are far from God or you are a backslider. And you want to give your life to Jesus. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Wash me with your blood. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says that, dear pastor, I came to see you last Thursday at the Turning Point service. I'd been expecting some money to be paid because I had made a shipment and it was delaying. Before the service started, I came to tell you of my problem and you prayed for me. In fact, I was weary and tired of this business and because of the problems. And I came to check with my business partner. And after you prayed for me, God worked a miracle. Whilst I was in the service, I received a notification that the money that had been frozen had been released into my account. I want to give God the glory. Put your hands together for Jesus. May any money that is frozen somewhere be released. Somebody say amen.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakabading on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakabading AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakabading. It's that simple. Kakabading AirPower app. On the go with a word.
Good values have to be chosen intentionally, because there are people around, they will try to change your values.
Who you are is a reflection of your values. Your values are developed consciously or unconsciously. Success is conscious, and Christian values have to be developed consciously. This message will inspire you to develop the right values for a successful Christian life. You can order this message series through the following means. Place your order on Facebook by posting Order Values at the comment section or message window. Send an email to info@kakabaden.org or call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. That's +233 55 790 10. You can place a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. That's +233 20 7575 215.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55-790-10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233-20-7575-215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.